Smart move number two is become a great decision maker. Remember, your decisions will either guide you towards or away from love. Make sure that you develop a reliable system for sorting out information and handling your emotions so that you can stay on the right path towards the love that you want. Sometimes people just don't realize that they are part of the love equation. Last year, I received a private message from a discouraged woman who described her love life in the following way. This past year, I've been really unlucky with my love life. First, I dated a drug addict who cheated on me behind my back. Next, I dated a man who would disappear on me and then come back out of the blue and expect to start off where he left off. Another loser was an alcoholic who would pick fights and get violent with me. Then I fell for a guy who was crazy about me, but after the initial attraction, he became too needy and creepy clingy. Can you please help me figure out my dating mess? I'm so tired of being this unlucky with men. Now that woman really had quite a story. I needed to have her realize that there was more than just luck that was occurring in her life. So here are just three of the strategies I recommend for becoming a great decision maker. Number one, develop more strength in your decision-making muscle. Practice making decisions when the stakes are small. That way you'll be ready to act when more significant decisions inevitably come your way. The quality of being a more decisive person develops naturally from repetition, and motivation will come from the goal of improving your love life. You'll become a great decision maker through practice and a sense of a greater purpose. Another idea, understand the proper role of luck. A lasting love relationship is achieved by design, not by accident. That is not to say that luck isn't a factor, because certainly it can be, such as when it comes to meeting the right guy at the right time. But the foolish strategy is to rely solely on luck instead of on skillful decision making, which is the more dominant factor in achieving successful long-term results in love. A smart decision maker allows for luck, but is never fooled by it. And a third strategy is to seek honest and accurate feedback. In the area of dating, people can be especially sensitive to hearing honest feedback about themselves. Your close friends are not necessarily the best source of feedback about what you need to change in your actions or appearances. Often they will be afraid of hurting your feelings and damaging the friendship, but it is important to seek out honest feedback so you can address the problem and not continue in the wrong direction. The bottom line is, dating sucks when you feel like you don't have any control over the quality of your love life and it seems like things just happen to you. But dating rocks when you make a conscious decision to take charge of your own love destiny. You can take charge of that now by learning how to make intelligent choices that will lead you towards true, lasting love.